Emergency. So just to translate it, this government is not prepared. The administration is not prepared to do this. They just want the authority to reinterpret amendments. And you see them do the same thing for multiple amendments in the Constitution. The First Amendment, they are curtailing free speech by arresting international students. The Fifth Amendment, they are denying due process. They've disappeared over 200 people to a foreign prison. And now the 14th Amendment. And if the Supreme Court grants this relief, they will be emboldened, and I imagine we see executive orders on each of those fundamental rights, which is why every American cannot dismiss this as an immigration case. This is a constitutional, really, test for the Supreme Court, and I hope that they do the right thing here.
Andrea Flores, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Vice President for Immigration Policy and Campaigns at Forward.us. We'll link to your piece, What's Really at Stake in the U.S. Supreme Court Case on Birthright Citizenship. Special thanks to my brother, journalist David Goodman. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Jalem, Jalem,
without the least excuse. But look at the treasure of Tennessee and tell me what's the use. We lately bonded Tennessee for just $5 million. The bonds were issued and the money tied up, and now we're in tough love. Against it, and no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is to do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land. Parties, some laid on others, you see. But now that you can plainly see what happened to Tennessee. For the engineer pulled the throttle, conductor rang the bell. The brakeman hollered, all aboard, and the banks all went to hell. Against it, and no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is to do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land.
Good morning, Kenny Joe here. Sorry for the rough start there, but you were just listening to Uncle Dave Macon doing the Wreck of the Tennessee Gravy Train. That was off of Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music, Volume 4. And I'm going to give you a little bit of explanation. because what we're going to be doing today is playing music from the anthology. I was a little bit surprised when Volume 4 appeared because, as everybody knows, there's only 3 volumes. And, so somebody trying to capitalize on this. But it turns out that there actually was supposed to be 4 volumes. And anything Harry Smith did was fraught with difficulty. And Volume 4 got lost somewhere between him and Moses Ash. And some good-intentioned folks have reconstructed it. And I guess in 2017... released what the 4th volume would have been. So that's what we're going to do today in Pinckney Hall. We're going to do music from Harry Smith's anthology of American folk music, which I, if I remember correctly, came out in 1952. It was put together by a very colorful character, very unpleasant character, Harry Smith. I'm saying that because I've just finished a very fine biography of Harry by John Swed. I knew he was a character, but I didn't know how he was a piece of work. Anyhow, the name of the book, by the way, yes, Cosmic Scholar, if anybody's interested, by John Swed. I will also say while I'm talking that the anthology really kind of moved the course of American music. A lot of people, that artists that came up in the 50s and 60s had feasted on that anthology and found music of one critic called Weird Old America. I don't know if I would call it Weird Old America. I would call it more what you get in America when you scratch off the many, many layered commercial, I'm trying to think of a good word here that I can say over the radio, okay, commercial stuff, we'll say that has covered up what people call Weird Old America. So what we're going to do today, we're going to play, take advantage of the fact that, you know, the anthology was all made up of old 78s that Harry had collected. And old 78s, you're not going to give me any tracks longer than 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So we're going to have a lot of short tracks today. So we're going to squeeze in 5 tracks from the anthology itself. And then we're going to play modern versions of those of 5 tracks. Some of the modern versions will be relatively creative, and some of them will be, damn, this sounds like it was recorded in 1930. But anyhow, that's what we're going to do today. Hope you enjoy it. Before we do that, as usual, we'll give you the PSAs first. Let's see, what do we got here? We're going to talk about eyes. Your eyes are windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit, this is one of these government websites. Hope it's still up. Might not be. www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, what else have we got for you? Fatherhood. Okay. Hey, everyone. Let's stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Wonder who's in charge of that. And WRCT. Okay. That's all the public service you're going to get today. Rest is going to be music.
What a one kind favor I have to do. What is one kind favor I have to do. Lord, it's one kind favor I'll ask to you. Please ask my greatest campaign. It's a long lane, got no end. It's a long lane, it's got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. This is a bad wind that never came. Thought it's due, but all this ain't a lie. Well, it's your white horse in the line. Well, take me to my burying ground. My heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. My heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. Well, my heart stopped beating, Lord, my hand. It was no more but life alone. Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Then you know what the poor boy is in the ground. Well, dig my grave with a silver spade. Well, dig my grave with a silver spade. You may leave me down with a golden chain. Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell song? Then you know that the poor boy is heading home.
He prayed to God always. I thought that was not sufficient for the hero in his praise. God sent to him an angel, and he told him what to do. Don't say he's a waiting in glory with better things for you. He got better things for you. Got the Holy Ghost and fire. Sure can make you true. He got better things for you.
settled to Jerusalem, and there he made her new. Today she's a-waiting and go over with better things for you. He got better things for you, more than your friend and you. He's got a holy gold and fire, sure can make you through. He got better things for you, and no one on earth can do. I played my part, oh Jesus, he got better things for you.
Yeah. The song you just heard was by the Memphis Sanctified Singers, Better Things For You, off of the anthology, and we started that set off with Blind Lemon Jefferson, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Next up we have a song by Joe Williams, a couple of singers went by the name of Big Joe Williams. This is the original one, Baby Please Don't Go, a much covered song. Well, that was not Baby Please Don't, oh, but that's what we're supposed to be playing. That's Mississippi John Hurt. It's going to do Spike Driver Blues for you.
This hammer and cash, my captain, tell him I'm gone, tell him I'm gone, tell him I'm gone. Take this hammer and cash, tell my captain, tell him I'm gone, just tell him I'm gone, I'm sure he's gone. This is the hammer that killed Johnny Ray, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me. This is the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me, but it won't kill me, ain't gonna kill me. A long ways from East Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. It's a long ways to East Colorado, honey, to my home, honey, to my home. That's why I'm gone. Henry, he left his hammer, laying side the road, laying side the road, laying side the road. John Henry, he left his hammer. That's why I'm gone. John Henry's a steel driving boy, but he went down, but he went down, but he went down. John Henry's a steel driving boy, but he went down, but he went down. That's why I'm gone.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Hey, for God, Well, Moses to Moses, watching the flock, saw the bush where they had to stop. God told Moses, pull off his shoes, out of the flock, oh, well, you are Jews. I tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
I forgot the
seven.
Well, what's John the riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John the riding?
Master Revelator.
What's John the riding? Why they elders cried a holy, bound and fold, son of our God, daughter of Zion, Judah the lion, he redeemed us and he bought us with his blood. Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
He forgot the seven seals.
Okay, let me tell you about the five songs we just played from Harry Smith's original anthology of American folk music. Okay. The song you just heard was Blind Willie Johnson doing John the Revelator. Wish I knew a little more about what that was about. Interestingly enough, if you are following along with the computer-generated playlist, it says that, that we got that record off of Hillbilly Classics. I never thought of Blind Willie Johnson as a hillbilly, but hey, you know, whatever. Before that, we had Baby Please Don't Go by Joe Williams, Washboard Blues Singers. And then we had Spike Driver Blues by Mississippi John Hurt, which probably you might say, yeah, that's that sounds like John Henry. And yeah, it does sound like John Henry, but it's Spike Driver Blues. And before that, we had the Memphis Sanctified Singers doing He's Got Better Things For You, or as it says on again on this program, He Got Better Things For You. And we started the set off with Blind Lemon Jefferson doing See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. The next five songs you're going to hear will be more recent versions of all those songs, some more creative than others. But before we do that, let me tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. We got Whiskey Before Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org. Okay. I will also, I'll tell you about From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. Okay, back to the music.
Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. Well, there's one kind of favor I'll ask of you. There's just one kind of favor I'll ask of you. You can't see that my grave is kept clean. And there's two white horses following me. And there's two white horses following me. I got two white horses following me, waiting on my burying ground. Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Means another poor boy is underground. Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Have you ever heard that church bells tone? Did you ever hear them church bells tone? Means another poor boy is dead and gone. When my heart stopped beating, my hands turned cold. And my heart stopped beating and my hands turned cold. When my heart stopped beating and my hands turned cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. And there's one last favor I'll ask of you. There's just one last favor I'll ask of you. See that my grave is kept clean.
Ghost in the fire, just to bring you through. He's got better things. for you, more than your friends can do. So set your mind on Jesus and better things for you.
Do Spike Driver Blues. Take this hammer and carry it to my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. Take this hammer and carry it to my captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone. I sure am gone. This is the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. This is the hammer that killed John Henry, but it won't kill me. But it won't kill me. Ain't gonna kill me. It's a long ways to East Colorado, honey, to my home. Honey, to my home. Honey, to my home. It's a long way to East Colorado. Honey, to my home. Honey, to my home. That's why I'm gone. John Henry, he left his hammer lying side of the road, laying side of the road, laying side of the road. John Henry, he left his hammer all over in rain, all over in rain. That's why I'm gone.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go.
That's our set of updated versions of songs that were originally presented to the I can't say they were originally presented to the American public by the Anthology of American Folk Music. Almost all of those were recorded in the late 20s or early 30s. on 78s. And the 78s, as I mentioned before, were collected by Harry Smith. That must have been quite a thing, because Harry was not... He never had a job in his whole life, and he often had to change homes, as you might imagine, and he wasn't careful about his personal possessions. So I consider it a minor miracle that he was able to put together that anthology. So the songs were, we'll go through them. The last one was by Nick Cave. There have been several, I know of at least two, I'm sure there are more, memorial records of Harry Smith. That was one called the Harry Smith Project Live, which was recorded in various places in 1999, 2001. So Nick Cave doing John the Revelator. After that, we had them doing the song that was sung by Joe Williams, Baby Please Don't Go. That was 45 from 1964. But one thing about doing this show, I keep learning things. I always thought that that record was one of the best B-sides that came out of the British invasion. As it turns out, it was the A-side, Gloria, which I'm sure got more airplay than Baby Please Don't Go was the B-side. But anyhow, never trust your memory, or at least I should never trust my memory. And then we had Marianne Faithfull doing Spike Driver Blues. That was off the same live record as the Nick Cave song, the Harry Smith Project Live. Before that, the Holy Molder Rounders doing Better Things for You. That was off of 1 and 2. Thing says that was those were CD versions of the first two prestige Holy Modal Rounders records. I think they were the only two on Prestige. So then we started the set off with Bob Dylan doing a anthology song on his very first record. As a matter of fact, it was the last song in the first record, his version of See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. And speaking about learning things, all the times I've heard that, I've never noticed that he did not replicate that nice little church bell thing on the guitar that Blind Lemon did. But it was a very credible recording of that song, though, even though we missed the church bells. But okay, so that almost does it for the anthology songs. I got to do one more. There's just one more I got to do. I wasn't planning on doing it, but I will. Anyway, so let's see. What do I owe you? I don't know what. I owe you a message from our underwriters. Okay. Well, I'm not even sure who our underwriters are anymore. I see them on the thing here, but I've reason to believe that they might not be quite up to date. But I will proceed. It's all I can do. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website, website at sidecar412.com. Okay, so the next song, our last American, anthology of American folk music song, was a recent recording of a song that was on the anthology originally Rabbit Brown sang it, James Alley Blues, and it is, I'm going to play a version by Willie Watson, which is pretty faithful to Rabbit Brown's version. I suggested to Willie once that it was almost as good as Rabbit Brown's. He did not agree. That, to him, that was sacrilege, and I can see his point. Yeah. But I won't name him, but one a relatively famous critic in a footnote suggested that this might have been the best song ever recorded. And I'm not going to disagree with it. I'm not sure it's the best song ever recorded, but it sounds pretty good to me. So here we go. James Alley Blues. And then we'll follow that up with some relatively new music.
Times ain't now nothing like they used to be. Well, times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, Lord, now take it from me. I've seen better days, and I'm putting up with these. I done seen better days, I'm putting up with these. I could have a much better time if you girls weren't so hard to please. Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. She wanna hitch me to a wagon, she wanna drive me like a mule. On treating me mean. How do you want me to love you? You keep a treating me mean. You're my daily thought and my nightly dream. You know I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. You know I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. Try to make me wash her clothes, but I got good common sense. If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Hey, if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Cause I ain't like a man that ain't got nowhere to go. Sometimes I think you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think you're too sweet to die. Another time I think you ought to be buried alive. Time's ain't now nothing like they used to be. Oh, times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, Lord, now take it from me.
That was Willie Watson doing James Alley Blues off of his CD Folk Singer Volume 1. We're going to close out the music with a song from Kiki Valera's new CD. Kiki has had quite a musical career in Cuba. He's now living in the state of Washington, I believe, and has assembled a fine band there. And we'll give you a track from their most recent CD.
las pruebas, sí señor, repite al fin. Es un producto del país que vendo yo. Empanadillas de maíz sabrosas son. Cuando yo pregono así todo el mundo escucha mi canto, porque no tengo rival para pregonar. Ya se va, se va, se va el empanadillero casera. Ya se va, se va, se va y pronto volverá. Se va, se va el empanadillero casera. Ya se va, se va, se va y pronto volverá.
Se va, se va, se va, se va, se va, se va, se va y no volverá. Se va, se va, se va, se va, se va, se va, se va el empanadillero y no volverá.
Valera, la bala.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Kiki Valera doing a track from his most recent CD. That's going to do it for me today. Zombo is up next. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back next Friday. Not sure what we're going to do next Friday, but whatever it is, hope you enjoy it. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
No one. want no loving. Don't want no kissing. Don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that letters hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around in Waller and Missouma. El Dinero, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos. Let me see their smiling pesos. Money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I've got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially, substantially, any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. Greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage. Man, to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll round upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it. Let me sit there and fold it. Give me money, money, money. I want a carload of cash. The kind I can stack. A vat full of mo-do-de-o dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it. As you got it, boy, that's all he wants to know. Give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, geld, or gitas. Let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with a loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E. Pluribus Unum, I wanna be the guy that they send out to prune them. Money, 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 money.
Give me leave. as the Searchers, doing the German version of Money, Liebe. And we started with Mel Blanc, the voice of all those cartoon characters doing money. Zombo right here in you, brain in you, in your money, in your wallet, all over the joint. Today's show is the very tip-top tip of the pyramid of human needs, and that is moolah. It is money, the greatest story ever told. And who says that money isn't important? Rich people will tell you that. Oh, money's not a problem. Who'll tell you that looks aren't important? Beautiful people. If you don't have money, and then you get money, that's a nice thing. If you have money, then you don't, not so good. And just a word to the wise, you will never, ever have enough money. And no matter how much you have, humans are pigs. And we never have enough money. Oh, I could use a little more. I could use a little more money. Even the most wealthy people in the world, I can use a little more. I can, give me some more. So it is really... it's not even the love of money that's the root of all evil. It is just the insatiable desire we have, that dopamine we get from our hunter and gatherer brain. You know, it's just more. I need more of that. You know, we're going to go through money today and next week. Oh, this weekend's going to be so much fun. Tonight, the Polka Maniacs 4 are going to be playing in front of Burgers. In Millville, part of the Millville Music Festival. We'll be playing inside of the Redfish Bowl Art Bus. That'll be fun. I think they're going to live stream it and everything. That'll be fun. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, beautiful weather. Polka Maniacs, the full band, having that at 3 o'clock at the Gap Park stage. That nice little park that's across the street from Attic Records. On Grant Street. So there's your two opportunities for Polka Maniacs. And speaking of money, boom, Monday money. That's right, I'll be doing, yeah, there was a little bit of mix-up last week. I did not have my trivia night. The trivia night is this Monday. So the next two Mondays, I am getting my trivia night. But this is my birthday week, and I'm going to give my money away. That's right, the trivia this Monday at Spirit. 7 to 9 p.m. $100 first prize for trivia, first team, and $50 for the other team, second place. Third place gets a big pizza. And then we're going to do the tub of money sweepstakes. And this is kind of neat. Pittsburgh's known for its 50-50s, right? You buy a ticket for $1, and then if you win, you get half the pot. Well, I think it's going to be a 0-100. That's right. You buy a ticket for $1, draw the ticket, and you get all the money. You get a big tub of money.